Well, good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Sounds like everybody's in a good mood. The noise is kind of rumbling off the walls here. Just like to welcome everybody, and for those who you who don't know me, my name is Mike Macho, and I'm filling in for our vacationing Pastor Jim this morning. And when I'm asked to fill in for a pastor, what I normally do is go to the gospel lessons for inspiration as to what I'm going to talk about in the sermon. So in researching, I found out that part of it took place on a body of water, and then wondering if I would have to use our big lake in this analogy, as we sometimes do. Then I read a little bit further, and I came to the part of only two fish. I guess we'll let you draw your own conclusions. Okay, I think I'll move on to some of the announcements that we have this morning. And there are a few announcements on the back of the bulletin where you can find your place for next week. But it's also been brought to my attention this morning that Richard Lehman passed away on Tuesday, and there will be a burial at Fort Snelling tomorrow, and there'll probably be a memorial service here at church after Pastor comes back. And with these announcements on the back, I just want to point out a couple of them. Today being the first Sunday in the month is also the Blessing Box Sunday, where we are seeking contributions for Bethesda's wish list. So the second collection will be for our Blessing Box today. And also, it's a Communion Sunday. So if you take the time sometime during the service to perhaps fill out the little communion card, the green cards next to the hymnals in front of you, that would be a help to our church personnel. And you can either hand these cards to the collection plate, or you can hand them to the ushers on the way up to communion. Is there any other announcements that I'm missing? If not, I think we'll begin with a word of prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for being with us during every part of our lives. You know all of our needs before we do and always want what is best for us, even when we go the wrong way. Thank you for your patience and grace as you give us so much more than we ever deserve. Help us to seek nourishment in the Word as we hunger to know you more. Enable us to discover more of how much you love us and how you deserve us to live an abundant life in Jesus Christ. Thank you for letting us live the good life in you. Amen. Please join me in the opening hymn, which is in your red hymnal, Morning Has Broken, number 556. Happy leaves us longing for more. And Jesus, that we may be alive to God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Sisters and brothers, all have fallen short of the glory of God. Therefore, we are justified by God's grace as a gift. Nothing can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, in whom we have forgiveness of sin, life, and salvation. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. and join in the prayer of the day. Let us pray. Glorious God, your generosity waters the world with goodness, and you cover the creation with abundance. Awaken us in hunger for the food that satisfied both the spirit and for this food as well. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we share in the choir's ministry.
Good morning. Okay. Good. Before I read the lessons, I'd like to just share with you some information on Darwin. So many people have asked about him, and Phil and I are pretty much in almost daily contact with Darwin and Janine. So just to let you know that he had a bout of pneumonia. That is done and over. He is in the hospital right now, but he is receiving a new chemical combination, and that is to encourage the production of these stem cells that he's going to need in order for them to withdraw them from him, clean them up, and then put them back into him in order to treat his cancer. So he's doing.
Did it go off? Is it on? Okay. Herod, the ruler of Galilee, had executed John because John had pointed out the king's sin. I can't tell. Is it still? Okay. The disciples of John had come to Jesus and reported the news to him. You know, they had lost their powerful leader. If he could be killed, then no one was safe, not even Jesus, who they were seeking as a new leader. Now the focus of attention would all be on Jesus to proclaim the good news of God. What danger would he be in? And what should he do next? So Jesus slipped away by boat to an out-of-the-way deserted place on the other side of the lake to be by himself, to pray, grieve, and seek God's direction, just like some of us do when a friend or relative dies. But no sooner had he arrived at his destination than someone saw him, and the word got around. Soon crowds of people from the nearby villages and towns walked around the lake to where he was. As Jesus came ashore from his boat, people pressed in upon him with their requests for healing and surrounded him. You know, any other human being would have tried to escape or told him all to go away. Let him ponder his future in peace by himself. He needed some space, after all. But not Jesus, Matthew says. His compassion for them, he had compassion for them and cured their sick. And it didn't stop with the healing. When evening had come, the disciples wanted to send the people away to the nearby towns for food. How could they let them stay when they had no food to give them? And besides, they themselves wanted to mourn Jesus' death. But Jesus said, "No, you give them something to eat." So the disciples reluctantly searched and could find nothing in their mad scramble to find some food, any food, only came up with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, all small and all part of a little boy's lunch. So little food for so many people. It was ridiculous. It was impossible. But Jesus showed them how. He didn't simply wave his hand over it all and bam, turn it all into a huge seafood restaurant. He certainly could have. Or he could have thrown the food up in the air and miraculously and instantly it would have multiplied as dinner into everyone's bellies. His use of meager resources that were given to him could have been immediate and marvelous and dramatic. But instead, he told the disciples to bring it to him. took the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, blessed them. He took time to give thanks to God and to acknowledge him for his provision, even if that provision seemed small and insignificant to human eyes. Then he divided it up and distributed it through his disciples. But now just think of that. They were the very ones who were complaining that all this was impossible. And no doubt, they were even still thinking that it was impossible as they began to distribute the food. Now, Jesus could have distributed all himself and denied them the privilege of being involved in this notable miracle. But instead, he took the time to include them and to use them. No doubt, as they distributed the increasing multiplied food, their sense of wonder and awe over Jesus multiplied as well. As a result, everyone had a feast, both literally and spiritually. And they kept passing out bread and fish until everyone had eaten their fill and were satisfied, probably stuffed. Not just 5,000 men, like some of the scriptures say, but 10,000 to 15,000 people, at least when you count the women and children. And then 12 baskets of scraps were picked up. Well, in reading this, I have a few conclusions that I'd like to share with you. And that is that some skeptical scholars of the Bible do not like this kind of a gift miracle. Some tried to explain what really happened here was that people all shared their lunches with each other. And in time, it was told as a miracle of the way the Lord inspired the multiplication of food. The healing miracles, the skeptics can accept a little bit easier because they feel they can explain them by psychological means. But multiplying food is different. It's the kind of thing that can only be explained supernaturally. It's a work of creation. God desires the hungry to be fed both materially and spiritually. And the challenge of today's lessons is for Christians to have the same compassion that Jesus did. If we see the hungry and are moved with compassion, then we must follow Jesus' instructions. Give them something to eat. Jesus' actions demonstrate that his great concern in all this was not the resources. His great concern was not to avoid the situation. His great concern was the people and their needs. When he turned to the disciples and told them to give the people something to eat, it was more than just a test to the disciples. It was an expression of his real, genuine love for the people who had come to him. He cared about people's needs. People mattered to him more than his own needs, more than his busy schedule, and more than the seeming impossibility itself of meeting the needs of these people. What are we to do with impossible situations of life can be summed up in these words of Jesus, recorded for us here in Matthew's Gospel. Jesus says, "Bring it here to me." He doesn't give us a magic formula to solve our problems on our own. Rather, he gives us himself and invites us to cast our cares on him. Amen. While our ushers wait on us, please join in the hymn number 770, "Give Me Jesus." No. I turned it. Please rise and join in the offering and offertory prayer found on page number 5. God of mercy and grace, The eyes of all wait upon you, and you open your hand in blessing. Fill us with good things at your table, that we may come to help all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. Filled by the Spirit, let us join the whole people of God in Christ Jesus in praying for the church, those in need, and all of God's creation. Incline your ear and come to us, gracious and merciful God. Raise up among our congregations strong leaders to guide mission work, especially bread for the world, so that everyone who hungers is fed. Lord, in your mercy. The earth flourishes in steadfast love and care. Open your hand to satisfy the desire of every living thing, and have compassion over all that you have made. Lord, in your mercy. In this war-torn world, the thirst for justice and peace is never quenched. We pray for those who live under tyranny. Watch over them and be near them, all who call upon your name. Lord, in your mercy. When we are falling, hold us up. When we are bowed down with grief or loneliness, raise us up. When we are hungry, fill us. When we are sick, heal us. We remember all those who are ill and mourning the loss of loved ones. Especially, we pray for Darwin and his illnesses, Scharberg and family and the death of her brother, Irene Long and family and the death of her son. Lord, in your mercy. Accompany all those experience life transitions, those pursuing new studies, those who are retiring, and those moving to new communities. Give them the courage to embrace change and flourish in their new roles. Lord, in your mercy. With gratitude for their loving witness and faith-filled lives, we remember those who have died. Receive the praise of all those who call upon your name. Lord, in your mercy. Unto your loving hands, gracious Lord, we commend all whom we pray, trusting your abundant mercy through Jesus Christ our Savior. Let us confess together our Christian faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, the Son, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to the living and the dead. The Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the saints, the resurrection of sins, the resurrection of body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. As an appointed layperson, I am honored to assist in serving communion this morning, and I'd like to invite all to the table of our Lord this morning. And we will be using the intinction method of communion, sharing the Lord's Supper, where you dip the bread in either the red-colored wine or the light-colored grape juice. If you wish a gluten-free wafer, just let me know. I'll be happy to assist you. Let us pray. Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all the people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this in remembrance of me." And please join me in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Please rise and join me in the prayer after communion found on page number 7 of your bulletins. Let us pray. Radiant God, with our eyes we have seen your salvation, and with this meal we have feasted on your grace. May your word take flesh in us, that we may be your holy people, revealing your holy in Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The God of all grace, who has called you to eternal glory in Christ, restore, support, and strengthen, and bless you by the power of the Holy Spirit, now and forever. Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.
Closing hymn 413, Holy, Holy, Holy.
Holy, holy.
Thanks, you guys.
You're welcome. Yep. Good job.
Thank you. Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
Morning. Thank you.
Morning. Yep. Morning. Morning.
Good job.
Thank you. Morning. Morning.
Good morning.
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 Morning. Morning. Thank you. Morning. 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 Morning.
Thank you for your leadership.
Yep. Morning.
Morning.
Morning. Morning. Morning.
Morning. Morning.
Morning.
Good job, Mike.
Yeah.